Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Beitzah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Rishlam Zal Mivu Zugasim Marasiyat V'Choyetz Chalotzeim. They should be gebenched with a Sachat Zalchan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Sela. And B'schos Estabas Rachel, she should be zeichet to find Ruziva Kagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Beis tells us Hashoichet Chayev Oif B'Yontif. Someone who shechs a wild animal or bird on Yontif, B'Shamay says Yachpar B'Deker V'Yichase. He could just dig with his deker and cover the blood over. U'Beshil Oyim Beshil says Lo Yishchait. He's not allowed to shecht, unless he had dirt prepared from before Yontif. And this refers to the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. The Pasuk tells us that we have a mitzvah to cover the blood of a wild animal or a bird which is shechted. And that means if we're going to shecht this chay or oif on Yontif, we would have to cover their blood. Now, as we had said yesterday, it's permitted to shecht an animal on Yontif, and Beisham is telling us that as long as we had a deker, which is some sort of digging tool, it could be a shovel or a spade, dug inside the ground before Yontif, and all he has to do is lift it out of the ground, and along with it's going to come some dirt, so l'chatchil, he's allowed to shecht on Yontif. He shechts, he lifts his shovel out of the ground, now there's dirt there, and he can cover the blood. However, Beis Hillel holds, no shechting whatsoever, unless there's dirt already prepared. However, Maidin Beis Hillel agrees, she'im shachat, that if he already did shech this bird or animal, she'yachmar b'deker v'yichase, that he is allowed to dig with the shovel of his. Again, it has to be already stuck into the ground before Yontif, but that means he's allowed to take it out of the ground, now there's going to be some dirt loosened, and he can cover the blood with that. Now the Mishnah moves on to something else. Everyone else also agrees, she'efer kira muchanhu, that ashes from his stove are considered muchan. When he lit a fire in his stove erev Yontif, he knew that the wood would turn to ash and that he might need that ash for something, so that's considered muchan, that's considered prepared, it's not muktzah, and everyone would agree he'd be allowed to use that for kisui adam as well. And now moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Beis Shammai says, Ein meilichen es hasulam mishayvach l'shayvach, no moving a ladder from one pigeon coop to another, avol mateu mechalon l'chalon. He could lean the ladder from one window to another. So back in the day, they would raise pigeons in these pigeon coops, and it was basically a very large box placed atop a very tall pole. Why was it placed atop a tall pole? Well, that was to prevent animals like foxes and things like that from climbing into their pigeon coops and eating their pigeons. And the way that they would get the pigeons is by taking a very tall ladder, leaning it up against the box all the way on top of the pole, climbing up there and taking one of the pigeons. So Beis Shammai says no bringing this ladder from one coop to another, because someone might see him carrying this ladder and they're going to think that he's going to go fix his roof or something like that in Yontif. They're not going to realize that he's just bringing it from one pigeon coop to another. However, he is allowed to shift the ladder from one window in the same coop to another window in order to get a bird. Let's say he knows that he has a pigeon on one side of the coop, but the ladder's on the other side, so he is allowed to shift it to the other side of the coop. However, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel allows him to do this, meaning Beis Hillel allows him to move it from one coop to another. Now, continuing to talk about these pigeons inside the coop, Beis Shammai says, Lo yitol, he is not allowed to take any pigeons to shecht on Yontif, elim kein ninam ba'idyoim, unless he moved them before Yontif, which means before Yontif, he has to climb up into his coop, take a hold of whichever birds he thinks he might want to shecht on Yontif, hold them, give them a little shake, and that's considered being making them, preparing them for Yontif use. However, Beis Hillel says, I made for Omer, he could just simply stand and say, Zeva Zani Neitel, I'm going to take that one and that one over there, and he doesn't actually have to physically touch them and hold them and shake them in order to make them muchan for Yontif use. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick a tomorrow with Mishnah Dollar and Hey, continue to talk about these pigeons. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.